Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, where all the cool kids hang out. However you are taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple hours covering the bullshit of the right, and goddamn, it's balls deep right now. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We are balls deep. All holes filled. Fuck. All holes filled here at the RNC.
All holes, yeah, really. Be afraid, everyone. Be very afraid. That's the only message you could take out of last night's.
I've dug a moat around Crab Diving Enterprises and laid the razor wire. What do you think about that?
I think it's excellent. We need snipers and make sure that the dog is vigilant.
She's not. Kate, are you guarding us?
She's slaying a bowl of kibble right now as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. Kate, the Jack Russell Terrier. Thanks for joining us. This faithless Friday, everybody, we're going to unzip and let our atheist hang out a little bit more than usual on Fridays, even though, as we've said many times before, here in 21st century America right now, when we talk about politics, it's a little hard to talk about anything but religion, especially with some of the shit that's going on the right, as our GOP friends seem to have spread their ample thighs wide to allow the evangelicals in.
Look out below. Oh, shit.
Except for the Trumps, which we're going to get to. It's a very bizarre situation what's going on in the smoldering rubble of what's left of the Republican Party. it's so amazing. Anyway, tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. One word, crab diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can toss us a twit during the show. We'll read it. Excuse me. Beard up on Friday already. You can also join in the conversation going on over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving, where we get to, we put stories we don't get to. We put memes and shit.
Memes and
all kinds
shit.
Of fun stuff there. Have fun conversations with like-minded, intelligent, fun liberals and the occasional right-wing nutjob dickwad.
Hell yeah.
You know what there's a lot of these days? The Trump campaign must be spending money on fake social media accounts, because we're really getting a lot of comments on both Facebook and on our Twitter from these brand new, it's a brand new account. It's usually like a real first name and a real last name, and instant Trump, all Trump, or never Hillary kind of stuff on any, and just random sometimes responses. And we got one on our Twitter who responded with some ridiculous meme about liberals always scream at anything they don't like is Hitler. And our tweet had nothing to do with Hitler at all whatsoever. There was nothing. It was like global warming or something like that. There was no Hitlering in it. And I said, well, where did this have to do with Hitler?
Yeah. You went Hitler.
And he goes, well, it's what all liberals do.
What? And I was like, I'm done with a fake. I think I tweeted back, I'm done with a fake Trump account with 8 followers.
Do we all do Hitler? Is that what we do?
Godwin's law.
Oh, yes.
Go straight for Hitler. Except we have reason to.
Right. We're looking at a bunch of people in Cleveland saying lots of things that sound a little fascisty. No?
And the more Trump talks about what he wants to do when he takes over.
Yeah.
I want to clean out all the everybody Obama appointed. Dude. All the way up and down. I want a new law that lets me purge. Purge everyone.
If you want a law that includes the word purge, check yourself.
I don't know that he used the word. I used the word purge.
Dude, how about the start of Donald's speech, man? I mean, he started right off the bat with a fucking xenophobia.
Very disappointed, though, in the entrance. I was hoping for descending from the rooftop from somewhere on cables with angel wings and spotlights and smoke and mirrors. But all he did was walk out and grope his daughter.
Yeah, he got a handful. Yeah. Cool. That's
you know, I thought I saw that right when it was happening. After Ivanka gave what was a pretty good speech. I thought she was good, you know, except for the part where she was lavishing her dad's
ball sack. You don't think she's lying?
Of course she is, but I don't think she was lying about the when she went off the rails. And there's all kinds of stories out there of conservatives who were losing their shit because she said, well, you know, women make 80 cents on the dollar of every man and stuff like that. And they're like, Ivanka's pushing that fake libtard stat that there's a wage discrepancy. There's no wage. These are the guys who deny it even.
But I mean, there's facts that support this.
Oh, you libtard. How dare
you?
Yes. They should work as hard.
Right.
And stop having babies. But yeah, Ivanka went. Not only all the Trump kids have been very pro-gay.
Oh, yes.
And then Ivanka not only did the pro-gay, but she also did the women equal pay. She said the words equal pay for equal work. And the crowd was like, what did she say?
What goddamn human being wouldn't be for that anyway?
Well, they're assholes. They think that it doesn't exist. They think it's a libtard talking point. And all we want to do if we pass a law that says women should be treated equally.
Yes.
Is just opening up the system to frivolous lawsuits from evil, shrewish harpies who are just going to, if a guy says you look nice today, she's going to say, you sexually abused me.
You see, that's
the role I'm playing.
Oh,
I'm playing
yes,
the
I
MRA
get it.
Asshole. I don't believe that.
No. You're playing a character. Mm-hmm. Ivanka, you said, did the gay thing.
Yeah, she spooned with...
a lot of them are, though.
With Don Jr.'s wife.
According to all those screen caps from Craigslist and shit.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of...
All that hooking up.
A lot of married Republican dick getting some other married Republican dick, apparently.
Who knew you guys were having so much fun in Cleveland? Jeez.
A lot of toe-tapping.
Oh, my God.
In the RNC bathroom going on, I'll bet.
Thank God for the internet. What? How did you guys do this before the internet? Well, how did anybody do it before the internet,
Didn't they wear handkerchiefs in their pockets or something? Was that the alleged back in the 80s and shit in the 90s? There was a whole code. Like if you have a blue handkerchief in your left pocket, that means you like lick an asshole. And if you have a yellow in your right pocket, it means you like
you
to be peed
on. You remember
that
episode of Rescue Me? There's an episode of Rescue Me with, you know, Dennis Leary.
Yeah, sure. Great show.
Yeah, and they had an episode where all the firemen were suiting up to get pictures for some like sexy fireman calendar.
Oh, I do remember that.
And one of the dipshits on the crew posed like in just overalls with a handkerchief hanging out of his back pocket, and it was a yellow one. And his picture was the most popular, and then he figured out why. It's because yellow signifies he's in the golden showers.
Nice. That was a good show.
What a great show.
All kinds of shit going on. I've got this Alex Jones Young Turk thing. We've got
that. I watched clips that with you. That is bananas.
And then today we've got the Donald who, you know, I guess you could say he was a little reserved last night, but it was, I mean, not, he wasn't, he was red faced yelling the entire time.
He looked like a beat.
Anyone out there, any conservatard. Let me whip that one out because I got called libtard twice today already. Any conservative morons that are out there that say Hillary yells have got to shut their pie holes now for all eternity, because Donald Trump spent an hour and 20 minutes. It was like an hour and 12, 15, 20 minutes long. It's the longest acceptance speech in modern history.
Why? What was the strategy behind that?
Because
he
didn't read it.
Well, is that part of the, like...
ahead of time.
You don't think it's part of him looking presidential?
He didn't read it ahead of time.
He didn't. What a profound fucking asshole. You know, if I was giving the acceptance speech for the nomination of my party to be run for president, God, I bet I would know it. I bet I would have ran that motherfucker into the ground. I would have rehearsed.
Well, one of the things you're supposed to do as a speechwriter is to write in the voice of the human you're writing for. And
a human. How are you going to write for Donald?
Well,
man?
Right. And
Bigly.
This was that's one of the problems they were saying, is that it just wasn't his speech. It just wasn't him talking, and that he made up for it not being in his cadence, not being his rhythm, by reading it very slowly. And like this, ISIS is coming and we are going to all be fucked.
He sucks. Is it true that him and Ivanka got their teleprompters?
And the whole time doing that, okay.
Copied.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Waving hands.
Oh, yeah.
Ivanka's was way better. Way better. And Chris Matthews almost had to be hosed down. He loved Ivanka so much.
Oh, that's a daily thing for him. He's into it. Yeah. I was trying to make a joke saying that maybe Ivanka and Donald got their speeches switched. Do you think?
I don't know. Hers was awfully liberal, too.
Was his liberal, though? I mean, he sounded like...
Well, he talked about the gay. It was pretty...
Yeah, but the immigration shit.
Well, of course. And the be afraid, be like, very afraid.
He sounded like a fascist.
There's a brown evil person under every rock waiting to kill you.
And that's he found the one story of an illegal immigrant that raped someone. Is that what he did?
Well, every time that happens, out of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands that we have that are here working hard and contributing to society, they find the one that commits a crime, and that's their poster child. It's like Reagan's welfare queen.
Oh, yes.
Or
that was disgusting.
Or a couple of years ago when they found that asshole in Venice Beach here.
Oh, the surfer?
The surfer that is on food stamps. He's like, why should I work, man? I can go to Trader Joe's and buy lobster with my food stamps.
You know why we're all stupid? Because people buy into that. And meanwhile, Apple doesn't pay any taxes.
Right.
Exxon just shits oil into the Gulf. They're barely fined. I mean, no one's fined for anything.
People like Trump don't pay taxes.
So what? A surfer's getting one over on the system? Who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter.
But a knuckle dragger in Kansas with a Make America Great Again hat is told that it's a Negro taking his money from him, and he loses his mind. He doesn't realize it's Exxon and GE and Trump and the Koch brothers and all the rich people who are taking all the money and not paying any taxes.
How great we get to share our planet with such idiots. I mean, when do you blame people for being stupid? At what point are you responsible for not being stupid?
Well, there's an awful lot of them, though. I mean, that's a problem.
I mean, you got people going to school and they grow up thinking evolution's a theory. You know, creationism is equal to whatever. The earth is 6,000 years old. 10 commandments in the courthouse. Bye, 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 bye. It goes on and on and on. How's anybody not supposed to be a fucking idiot with all the Jesus shoved up our ass?
Well, in Fox News. I mean, you've got Fox News and the right-wing faux media that just puts out lies. And I saw something.
Fuck all these right-wing bitter clingers.
I saw something today where they have they did a study that basically showed that if you keep hearing the same thing over and over, you're going to believe it. You're just going to believe it.
Oh,
if you don't, take responsibility and like look and see if that's right or not.
Right.
I get sent shit for the show, and most times I've I vet it. I mean, I look it up and make sure I should swing my outrage in that direction. But there's a lot of people out there who just turn on Fox News and hear Ducey saying, oh, Obama's a Muslim.
Oh, my God.
And
you know, all those morning
then they're like,
shows.
Obama's a Muslim. Steve Ducey told me.
Who invented those? That whole idea of the morning news show that you wake up with and you watch and you have coffee with John fucking London.
I don't know.
I think that's making us stupid.
Yeah.
And I include Morning Joe with that. It's such a trashy show.
There were
show.
A lot of complaints yesterday on, actually throughout the week on MSNBC, because I guess they expanded Morning Joe to the afternoon for the convention, and everybody was complaining about the afternoon being sullied by Morning Joe and that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
That bloviating blowhard.
I mean, he doesn't even, I've talked about this before, but my God, he's such a douchebag. If you're an adult, you go on television in a fleece zip-up thing on your show, and gym pants. You don't even bother put his contacts in. He always looks like he just rolled out of bed and woke up and was like, oh, good morning. It's Morning Joe. Is that like the vibe they're trying to fucking communicate there? Put on a suit, douchebag.
It's probably the unintentional vibe, but hell, I'd do that too, man. If I could go to the show in the pajamas. Well, I do a show in my pajamas.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. If Joe Scarborough wasn't such a douche, I wouldn't even notice the fleece. And come on, you can't wear gym pants to go into a television studio. You just can't do it. It's wrong.
Right, it's not at his house.
No.
Like, he travels in that. What? Or do you think he shows up in a regular outfit, and that's his wardrobe? He shows up and there's a pair of pajamas and a fleece hanging on a curtain or
He probably has a whole family and everything. He probably lives in Long Island. A car probably drives him in from MSNBC to go into a stupid fucking show. And he probably gets in the car. Some poor motherfucker has got to ferry Joe Scarborough back and forth from his house every day. Do you think he keeps to himself, or is he like, you think he listens to the Crab Diving Podcast on the way to and from?
I'm sure he does. Thanks for listening, everybody.
By the way, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. If you want to buy something on Amazon, please do. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get paid, bitches.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Lily Tomlin is always right.
Lily Tomlin is always right.
Who knows? Who knows?
God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
So we can jump in and get the headlines over with here before we get into all the fun. Let's play our fun Sarah Palin drop. Oh, yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, July 22nd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
America's new transvestite army.
Oh, I love it.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Boy.
Picture of the Donald from last night waving his tiny little hands around.
Yes. Jazz hands, everybody.
He totally did jazz hands. He opened with, first of all, he said humbly, and he had a real hard time
humbly.
Wrapping his his little duck-faced lips around that. I humbly, do I have to say humbly? I humbly accept your nomination for, and then he goes, President of the United States of America. And the President of the United States of America was punctuated with fucking jazz hands.
You know what should have happened after that, after he gave the jazz hands? The orchestra should have kicked in with, dun.
That I can
da,
do.
One singular sensation. That would be badass. Why no dancing number? This whole fucking RNC, there's been no glitz. There's been no glamour. No, like, smoke bombs. No, thank God there's been no bombs. No chase lights. There's been no production
Scott
value.
Scott Baio was there on Monday.
Yeah. There's been no production values. I thought there'd be broads flying in from the ceiling.
That's what he wanted all that shit. And they were like, you can't do that.
Why, Donald?
This isn't some trashy wedding.
But the people you're inviting are trash.
It's true. And
total
white.
Total trash.
And white. Man, I'm, you know, great job there, Reince Priebus and the GOP on that outreach after your post-mortem that you had after the last election.
How many black delegates? We said how many black delegates yesterday?
18.
And then before there was like 167.
Yeah.
Still not a lot, but 18. 18. Right, right. If you're African American, I mean, I don't know how anyone thinks. I don't know what goes on in anyone's skull, but Jesus.
Baffling.
What do you like about him?
You are getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard.
There you go. over at the Huffington Post, the headline says, Five Alarm Liar.
Oh, shit.
The picture of Donald. The subheadlines say, I have quotes, America's one of the highest tax nations, he said at one point, which is one of the dumber things that they say, and it is
wrong.
Not true. The crime rate is soaring.
Oh, shit.
That's not true.
Circle gets a square.
The infrastructure that's crumbling, blamed on Obama.
Show me infrastructure.
The twunts of the House of Representatives and Senate that have been obstructing absolutely everything or passing.
Yes.
We'll fix the bridges bill along with defund Obamacare.
Right.
And kick all black people out of the country.
Right.
That's why those things don't get passed, is because they attach all these poison pills to them and then say, but we Santa Bill, and the president is obstructionist.
Show me twats.
He won't sign. He won't sign a bill defunding Obamacare and defunding Planned Parenthood.
He won't blow the whole country up just so my little constituents can get their Jesus on. Fuck off, man.
Numbers just way off. He said there's 2.1 unemployed Latinos, which is a big. talked about the employment rate of black youth.
Yes.
And gave a ridiculous number.
Wait a second. Are you telling me he got nothing right?
Right. And it was described at the New York Times, at the New York fucking Times. By the editorial board. So this is the official editorial of the New York Times, not a libtard newspaper. Said that it was not only factually false, but his speech is, quote, a wildly distorted view of all the nation stands for.
Wow. I mean, how can anyone say, how can you even get to the showmanship, the presence, like how he delivered that speech? It was fiction. Why didn't he pick a better? Why didn't he grab a speech from like Hamlet? I mean, if you're going to say all that, why don't you just go straight fiction? To be or not to be?
Right.
That is the question. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. The funny thing was he starts off by saying, I'm going to tell you the truth. He promised at the beginning of his speech, I'm going to present the facts plainly and honestly. There will be no lies. I mean, it's not even funny. He says our taxes are the highest of like the top 25 or 30 Western economic countries or whatever.
Was that bullshit, Pat?
Well, yeah, we're like 30th out of 30. Here's 31. Out of 31 countries with tax rates as percent of gross domestic product, we are 30th.
Wow.
But our taxes are too high.
But wait, so how did Trump get all this wrong? He couldn't have been lying. He must have been misinformed.
I think he was lying.
What? Listen, Michelle Obama, her speech was stolen and used by Melania.
Yeah, but she did it better. And she looked better, and she was white when she did it.
Hey, I'll tell you something. You know that Donald Trump didn't steal this speech from anybody because nobody would lie like this. Right. Nobody else would lie like this, unabashedly.
They had the guy on NBC, the guy that wrote the speech, right afterwards with Manafort.
Yeah.
And Chris Matthews is such an asshole. And Chris Matthews was a speechwriter.
Yes.
And right at the end, he's like, yeah, He goes, it was an effective speech and everything. He goes, the tone. I think the tone was off. I think the beginning of the speech, it was just way too slow, way too angry, way too dark.
Yes.
At the end, he pulled it through, though. It hit all the right notes, though. And you can see the speechwriter's like, oh, thanks, Chris. Thank you for your endorsement.
God, that Chris Matthews just has no feelings. That's somebody that's written too many speeches. It's like, dude, okay, all that might be true. It was all lies.
Did I ask you for your opinion also?
No, right.
Am I sitting here waiting for your grade, Chris? Fuck off.
Although, I want to hear his opinion on everything, to be honest. He's entertaining.
Over at the Drudge Report, I cheated. I already looked a little bit earlier.
Oh, God damn it.
They're not going to talk anything about the big giant dump Donald took on the stage last night while there's terror going on in the world, Ryan.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Holy crap, somebody's shot somebody in Munich, and the headline over at the Drudge Report says, Allahu Akbar.
Right.
Gunman shouting Allahu Akbar executed children in Munich McDonald's before rampaging through a shopping mall, leaving 9 dead and then fleeing. A gunman who opened fire on children at a Mickey D's.
Yes.
Started running through a shopping mall, killed at least 8 people. That's Munich horrible. Is on a lockdown. Ooh. Major police operation is ongoing.
What does that mean? You can't go anywhere?
I don't know. They found the guy. A 9th body has been found.
Yeah.
And they're looking into the possibility that that's the attacker.
Jesus.
I mean, wouldn't there be a gun nearby if it was him?
Was it one of those Jason Bourne type spies on stimulants or whatever? You know, there's a new one of those coming out. I love those.
Those are great.
Yeah.
A woman said she was in the McDonald's when a man came with a gun, came out of the bathroom and began shooting.
No, that's the worst.
She said that she had been near the bathroom at the same time as the shooter. She said the man yelled Allahu Akbar.
Oh, man.
So there you go.
Fucking religion. By the way, welcome to Faithless Friday. Quit believing in shit.
Yeah, right.
Quit believing in shit. Maybe we won't have shit like this happening.
But our God's better.
Your God's stupid. Non-existent as well.
So there you go. Drudge all the Twitter over the latest horrible bullshit going on. Terror attack.
God.
And there you go. It's the headline over there at the Drudge Report.
What are we supposed to do? Now what do we want to do? Let's do what the GOP wants. Let's label this radical Islam.
Right. We now got a president who won't call it radical Islamic terror. Because, you know, once he says those magic words, then all of the ISIS people are going to grab their chests and fall over dead. Because Obama used the power word of their name.
Well, their name. It's all of their names. Didn't you hear Anthony Sabata Jr. speak of the RNC? Didn't he say Obama's a full-fledged Muslim?
After, yeah.
Oh, he didn't say it during his speech?
No, it was an interview afterwards.
Oh, that's classy.
Yeah, I believe he's a Muslim.
Who cares what you believe? Okay. You're a fucking Calvin Klein. Gene, you're a listen, I saw the Zoolander. You're a male model. No offense.
We know what you're about.
But you're a fucking idiot, probably. I don't mean to be a dick, but do we really need to get ideas and opinions from male models for Calvin Klein?
Right?
No, we don't.
A lot of opinions we don't really probably need to hear.
Yeah. From Anthony Sabata motherfucking Jr. I didn't even know who this fucker was until the RNC paraded him out. Anthony Sabata Jr. What was that?
That was the beginning of some video about Trump on one of those websites where the video auto-loads when you go to it, which...
I mean,
if you listen to the Hollywood Hick, ladies and gentlemen, let me check and see if there's a new Hollywood Hick. There may not be.
Hey, this is apropos to celebs and Brent Paris's great podcast, The Hollywood Hick, dropping periodically on the Crab Diving Network. I mean, Anthony Sabata Jr. and Scott Baio. Hollywood doesn't even want to resurrect those motherfuckers. And we're talking about the lowest level of a fucking reality show on a VH1. They're not even on that.
Willie Duck.
But they're on the fucking...
Willie Duck Dick.
Yeah, Phil Robertson.
Also. Who the hell's he?
Oh, yeah. He's on a fucking reality show. Right. He's
down on the bench. He's way down.
Well, that's a fail.
Right.
Scott Baio should have been later, because Scott Baio's not on a television show. Right. But he's at the RNC speaking. And it'd be one thing if it was like a Clint Eastwood type, because Clint Eastwood's been in government.
Right.
I kind of get it, you know? Who even thinks of Scott Baio? I mean, just in your brain. Who would think of Scott Baio ever about anything?
Right. He was... so, yeah, the Donald comes out and gave his speech after his daughter...
Yes.
Gave her speech. And then the Donald, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see the GIF file of this running over and over and over as the Donald... grabs her arms, like, above right. the elbow and does the air kiss thing. Awkwardly, by the way. Yeah. Whatever they're doing to each other, it looks really awkward, right? Whenever he whenever he hugs or kisses his kids, it always looks awkward. I have a feeling it doesn't happen that much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, and then he obviously tells her, like, you did a great job or whatever. And she's like, thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
And then he glances down.
At her boobs.
At her tits.
Yes.
And then moves his hands from her, like, elbows.
Right.
Down to her hips. not her waist.
Yeah, yeah.
But her actual hips, and does a little pat, pat. Pat, pat.
What was that
movie?
It's
so creepy and
gross.
You
know what it reminded me of? He reminds me of Rodney Dangerfield's character in, God, what is that movie? Really violent movie with Juliette Lewis and Woody from
American
Cheers. Woody from Cheers plays.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
His fucking name. And Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Juliette Lewis. American something or
something
other.
American something.
But, he reminds me of Rodney Dangerfield's character. It's just like this, like, really gropey, creepy dad who's always feeling up on everybody. Right. Hey, that's your next president. Oh, yeah. Add in fascism.
Daddy says I French kiss the best.
God, what is it about the GOP? They're so repressed and they're so Old Testament, but yet they're pervs.
Right. The biggest, in their platform is that pornography is a public health crisis.
Sure.
Yet the Bible Belt and the red states are the biggest consumers.
And you can tell.
Of pornography, right. Sure.
There's stats out there that show that, they're pervs, which is fine. Be pervs. Just don't be so puritanical when you're making laws.
Right.
Fucking smoke a joint, dickheads. Yeah, lighten
the fuck up, for Christ's sake.
Really, they really could lighten the fuck up, wouldn't they?
Natural born killers.
It
was an American.
I like that.
It was American.
I like that movie. Something. It was scary. Scary.
Well, do you want to hear a little bit of the lowlights of Trump's speech?
Yeah, man.
It came out.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
Jazz hands.
It is finally time for a straightforward assessment.
Listen, it is finally time for a straightforward assessment. This went on for an hour and 20 minutes.
Why don't they get him a fucking coach? Do you think they have someone that works with him? Like, say, a public speaker guy?
Well, he's got... When he rambles at his rallies and shit, they've figured out he has the vocabulary of a fourth grader.
Of a ninny.
Right?
Yeah.
He speaks like a fourth grader in those type of sentences and that kind of vocabulary. And... this sounds like a fourth grader being forced to read someone else's book report.
When was
right?
When was the last time, like, you heard the First Family? Well, God, I'm sorry, Shudder. A potential First Family speak in every single goddamn one of them. They're more articulate. Now, I'm including Devaney. They're more articulate than the Donald.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right.
Tiffany is more articulate.
I'd be less terrified with any of the Trump crotch spawn at the top of the ticket than with this lunatic, their father.
My God.
For a straightforward assessment of the state of our nation.
Now
he sucks.
There were three prompters. There were the two... on each side, left and right. And then they had a big jumbotron in the back of the stadium so he could kind of look straight out and also read. Okay. And at that point, he just finished his sentence, and he looked straight to the center, and you could tell he's reading, but he's got his the okay sign
right
like up in the air. He's holding his hand up in the air like, okay, 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 okay. It's all very weird.
I will present the facts plainly and honestly. We cannot afford to be so politically correct anymore.
God, they love that. They love that.
Wetback, N-word, fag.
I mean, really, it's disgusting. It's a group of people. I don't even get it. I don't even understand. What do you get out of it being a bigot? How's that fun for you? You get to say the words you like? That's the only way you can be funny?
You get to point to someone lower than you.
Oh, yeah, that's it. God, we're disgusting.
You know, the sea, the sea of white. We keep talking about it, but it's jarring, ladies and gentlemen. When they scan the audience, think about it. There's thousands of people there, and 18 of them are black.
Here, the corporate spin, the carefully crafted lies, and the media myths. The Democrats are holding their convention next week. Go there. But here at our convention, there will be no lies. We will honor the American people with the truth and nothing else. Big business, elite media.
And then he lies.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie to you. Lie, 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 lie.
Well, that's, you know.
And then the people say, well, he ain't lying to us. I don't got to look that up and check. He ain't lying. He told me he ain't going to lie, so I'm not going to look for myself.
I mean, you got to appreciate it on some level. I mean, the guy's got fucking balls. I mean, he's an asshole.
But he's not the droids you're looking for.
He's not afraid to lie to everyone. He's lying to everyone, and it almost doesn't matter.
Well, with the truth and nothing else. Big business, elite media, and major donors are lining up behind the campaign of my opponent because they know.
Big business is lining up behind the campaign of my opponent because they know
he sucks. He's the
worst. Will keep our rigged system in place.
See, he didn't know. It's just not Trump's voice. He didn't know when to get all red faced and yell appropriately. He didn't know when to hit the applause lines. He would say things as if he thought it should be an applause line and it would go cricket, cricket.
I mean, don't you think? I mean, is this
terrifying?
Is this speech a fail
to everybody but the Trumpalos? Yeah. And it's so stupid because you listened to some of the Republicans last night and they were even the Republicans. The scary part was the Republicans that pretended to be on the fence about him.
Yes.
Were like, oh, I heard exactly what I wanted to hear tonight.
Of course you did. Oh, you fucking racist.
I feel much better now.
Yeah. That's what this speech was meant to do. Make him sound presidential.
But he said everything.
And boring.
He said everything to make everybody happy. Even people who don't hate gay people. Right. He said things to make them happy.
Yeah.
The four or five of them in the audience.
They are throwing money at her because they have total control over every single thing she does. She is their puppet. And they pull the strings.
My God. And they pull the strings. He went from okay to one to okay. So it's, and they pull the strings.
Is he secretly?
It's like he's, I wonder if he's spelling something out to somebody.
He's signaling ISIS, obviously.
America is far less safe. And the world is far less stable than when Obama made the decision to put Hillary Clinton in charge of America's foreign policy. I am certain that it was a decision that President Obama truly regrets.
Is it three words? I was certain that it was truly President Obama. He gets like two or three words out.
He needs to. What I don't understand, if I was in this Trump campaign and I'm working with him, I would say, okay, we need to find a guy that can find a way to bridge what this lunatic brings at these rallies into the speeches that he kind of has to read off a teleprompter. We have to find a guy that can do that for him. That it looks like
a surrogate?
No, just like a guy that can coach him, that can sort of push him in that direction.
But he won't listen to anybody.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right.
I'm skipping.
Defend themselves. Nobody knows the system better than me.
Now he's shrugging his shoulders like, yeah, you got me.
Which is why I alone can fix it.
Oh, they love that one.
That is like saying,
I'm a slimy fraud, so that's why I'm the only one who can fix the slimy frauds.
That's like saying, I shot this person to death. That makes me the best person to solve the murder. That's like, we're in La La Land. This is Looneyville.
Well, it's every TV show where they get the criminal out of jail.
Yes.
To help save the world.
He's going to be president.
Right?
Though. Yeah.
We need a safe cracker.
Now you just got somebody who's a cracker. You don't need a cracker.
There's 5,000 crackers in this stadium right now.
We got all the crackers.
Firsthand, how the system is rigged against our citizens, just like it was rigged against Bernie Sanders. He never had a chance. Never had a chance.
See, they don't know how they feel about that because they're like, well, he's an evil socialist, so good. He never had a chance.
This is Trump pandering to the Bernie bros, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The idiots. Yep. That one guy.
Right. That's
one
him.
A friend of mine. I was in the car with him. Oh, God. Obama's not a progressive bro. Bro, you're an idiot. How do you like that? You're a fucking moron.
He said that to you?
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking comedian.
The bro?
Yeah, he's one of these guys that's always scratching his balls.
Oh,
that's not a sign
of that they're there. Yeah, look at what a man I am.
I think it's a sign of not
insecurity,
stupidity,
insecurity, and worried about his masculinity. Look at me, God. I got these big balls. I got to grab.
Bro.
These big balls. I got to grab and move around
bro.
All the time.
Hey, if you're going to talk to me and the last word in the sentence is going to be bro, you hear yourself doing that, I hate you. I hate
you. Take a shit in your own mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
We are going to be considerate and compassionate to everyone.
Listen to that.
We are going to be considerate. God damn it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
Yeah. It was rigged. Against Bernie Sanders, he never had a chance. Never had
back.
A chance.
That's all right.
We are going to be considerate and compassionate to everyone. But my greatest compassion will be for our own struggling citizens.
You notice they were like, they weren't sure. Because right. He said, be compassionate to everyone. And they're like, well, not the black people,
wait
right? Not the Mexicans, not the Islamis, not all them.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everybody,
man,
right? He doesn't mean everybody.
I still can't believe they had the nerve to. I mean, it's just really strange. They had a Muslim prayer to close
out. On Tuesday. The alleged Muslim.
I mean.
Well, he didn't say a Muslim prayer. He's
he
just
wants
a Muslim
to ban all Muslims.
Who prayed.
I just don't understand. How in the fuck can he do that? But how can that guy give that prayer knowing that Donald wants you out of the country?
Well, let's find those 18 black people in that sea of polar bears and find out
they need a
what
drink.
The fuck they're doing there.
That those people, they need a drink, they need to be airlifted, they need to be talked to.
Plan is the exact opposite of the radical and dangerous immigration policy of Hillary Clinton.
My opponent asks.
This is loony.
Red-faced.
What is the exact...
And waving that one hand and making those weird hand gestures. It's very, very bizarre. It's way... I'm going Godwin. It's way Hitler. It's way screaming, frothing at the mouth. Hitler.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it really is.
Wow. Nice image. All Germans sound like that, by the way.
Well, that's Hitler.
I know. Hogan's hero.
Opposite of the radical and dangerous immigration policy of Hillary Clinton. To recite a three-word loyalty pledge. It reads, I'm with her. I choose to recite a different pledge. My pledge reads,
fuck you, cunt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you, the American people.
Oh, God. You fucking fat-ass motherfucker.
And they said that the people even in the... In the audience, all of the, oh my God, here's a shot of the audience, and it's just, oh, there's Rudy Giuliani. It's just all white people. Oh, wait, there's a black woman right there. An old black woman.
Someone.
Save her.
Send help. Do you see that shot I put up of the RNC in back of Trump?
Drawing of all of the.
Yeah, that's an actual photograph.
Of all of the.
Magneto was there.
All the villains behind, yeah.
Darth Vader was there. The Joker.
Here's the little fact of this shit.
We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again.
Say it, Donald.
And we will make America great again.
Yeah.
God bless you and good night.
Oh, he didn't say God bless the United States of America.
Shit. He's like screaming at you.
He is.
How do you say God bless you? God bless you. Right.
We will be compassionate.
Good night.
And kind.
I mean, what? Who wants this? Who the fuck wants to vote for this blowhard? Who's this hateful? Show yourself. I don't believe you.
Right.
I don't even think Magneto or some of these villains would be down for Trump. I really don't. This is bizarre.
Former world chess champion Garry Kasparov?
Who
Kasparov?
The fuck is that?
Garry Kasparov. He's one of the more famous
chess players.
Chess players, yeah.
How am I supposed to know about
the Karpov Kasparov rivalry?
Yeah. Well, I don't know anything about chess. I don't follow chess. I'm sorry. How do you follow that sport?
That's why I'm single.
No. I know how to play chess. I appreciate the complexities of it. But I like that movie about Bobby Fischer.
Former world champion.
Yes.
Garry Kasparov.
And I like that Yes song that's all about chess. You know that one? It's a Yes song that's all about chess. It's bizarre.
Oh, I just know One Night in Bangkok from chess.
Oh, yeah.
Garry Kasparov, former world champ of chess, tweeted out, I've heard this sort of speech a lot in the last 15 years, and trust me, it doesn't sound any better in Russian. not a fan, apparently. He's also the chairman of the Human Rights Foundation now, currently. He was the 13th world chess champion.
Wow. I only know Bobby Fischer. He was like, he had telekinetic powers or something. What did he do?
I have telekinetic powers. He was American. He was crazy, batshit, but the thing that made him famous was he was American. It was all the chess players were like Russian and Chinese.
Oh, okay.
So he was one of the first American world champions. Anyway, we'll try to wake the audience up here.
You ever play checkers or just chess?
I have played checkers.
No, I mean Bobby Fischer.
Oh, him?
You think he's equally as good at checkers?
Maybe not. I mean, it's a different strategy. So this morning, Donald J. Trump. That was his performance last night. Horrible, boring, yelling, lunatic. How you can be boring and yell at the same time. It's quite a feat that he pulled off. But you heard the way his cadence that he said, we are going to make everyone happy again.
Whether you like it or not, shut up. Shut up and take this freedom.
And a lot of people were pointing out the difference between like the Democrats' message, which is, yes, we can.
Yes.
And Donald's whole message is, yes, I can. It's all about him. Oh, it's I'm the one who can do this. I know the system. I took advantage of people for decades. So I'm the one who knows how to fix it.
God, you're right. He is like, he's a narcissist.
Only I can come up with deals. So this morning, there was supposed to be mutual reach arounds and prostate deep rimmings of each other.
What is that? Like 2 feet, 4 inches? Prostate deep.
So the Donald had a speech this morning, and with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, which I don't understand how Donald can go out and say what he said about the gays, about we really need to make sure we protect our LG. This is how he read it. Our LGBTQ brothers and sisters.
Oh, okay.
And he said it that way like 4 or 5 times. And he said, we especially need to protect our LGBTQ brothers and sisters.
Right.
And there was applause throughout the stadium, much to everyone's surprise. And apparently even much to the fucking nominee's surprise, because right after that he said, he went off the prompter,
yes,
and he said, and I would just like to thank, as a Republican, would just like to thank you for applauding what I just said. So that's him saying, look, I know we hate gay people, so I'm glad you guys went along with what I just said. I know most of you here want them rounded up and shot and or stoned.
Yeah.
Or not the fun kind of stoned, but like rock thrown.
Oh, the
at
bad
them.
Kind.
But we're going to treat them nicely, and thank you for applauding that.
What fucking alternate universe are these fuckheads in? And no one else feels this way.
He's patting them all on their big, bloated, white, gray heads for being decent human beings. For once. Oh, that's nice. Thank you for that. Thank you for deciding that, you know, maybe some people are equal to the rest of us. So this morning he took to, it was supposed to be this, mutual love fest, celebratory speech with Mike Pence, and he took his time that he had today to celebrate, to do what, you know, has been keeping him up for 3 nights in a row, which is Ted Cruz.
Oh, is he pissed off?
Oh, I am angry with the universe myself.
Yes. Why?
Because I like Ted Cruz right now. Because I appreciate the fuck out of the fact that Ted Cruz is a big, giant, sticky nettle in the dickhole of Donald Trump. And it's driving him up the fucking wall that Ted Cruz did not. He said something today I saw.
Get out of my dickhole.
He said something today I saw that... Even if Ted changes his mind, comes to his senses, and endorses him, he won't accept it. He's gonna punish.
But why?
Well, how scary is that? Well, you didn't kiss the ring. Even if you change your mind now, sorry, it's Siberia for you.
Yeah, and like, doesn't this inform on like how he would? Exactly your point. How he would deal with? How's he going to be his president? He's not going to ever forgive anybody if they apologize.
And
I mean, he did suggest that Ted's daddy was involved with JFK's assassination.
In another interview today, he went back to the JFK thing. Here is Trump at in Cleveland this morning speaking with Mike Pence, and here is where he went.
And I'm saying this just to clear it up, because Ted said he took advantage. I didn't do anything. Then when I saw somebody tweeted a picture of Melania and a picture of Heidi, who I think, by the way, is a very nice woman and a very beautiful woman.
Do you hear that? He's trying to defend what he said about
fucking lunacy.
I think she's a very nice woman and a very beautiful woman. That's the criteria, remember, for Trump, of whether a woman has worth or not. Is how big are those tits? How nice are those gams and that ass?
Show me them knockers.
I didn't do anything. Then when I saw somebody tweeted a picture of Melania and a picture of Heidi, who I think, by the way, is a very nice woman and a very beautiful woman. I have to tell you, I think Heidi Cruz is a great person.
Poor Mike Pence, who's a loathsome, vile Christo-fascist and deserves every bit of testicle twisting that he's getting in this whole process. He absolutely, utterly deserves what he's getting. He's standing behind Trump in, let's call it the Chris Christie seat, or Chris Christie place, and he's off behind Trump, and he's trying to smile when Trump is like, listen, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. Somebody tweeted a picture of my hot wife next to his fugly wife, who I mean is very beautiful. He's talking about a meme that was tweeted out, which was Melania with her rack out, looking all supermodel-y and everything. And then next to it was Heidi Cruz in a, of course, less than flattering photo of her either angry or yelling or something, so that she looks as unattractive as possible. And the Trumpolo criteria was, who would you rather have as first lady? Who would you rather have as first lady? This hot piece of ass? Or a brilliant lawyer who went to Ivy League schools and is now working for evil Goldman Sachs, but nonetheless, you know what I mean?
As the first lady, I would rather have Bill.
Yeah, but I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
So poor Mike Pence is in the background. And when Donald starts this, I think Heidi is beautiful. I think her nipples point out beautifully when the air conditioning is just right.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And Mike Pence is behind and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I agree. Heidi Cruz is a piece of ass. I would stick my old white dick way deep into her. Absolutely.
Guys, give it up for my old white dick. Give it up for everybody's old white dick. It's the RNC.
Very nice woman and a very beautiful woman. I have to tell you, I think Heidi Cruz is a great person. I think it's the best thing he's got going in his kids, if you want to know the truth.
Of those two or three claps you heard at the beginning, the loudest was Mike Pence standing behind him. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. She's beautiful,
it's
Donald.
Fucking ridiculous.
I love her. She's beautiful. And then he takes a swat. Did you notice? He says, I think it's the best thing. His wife and kids are the best thing he's got going for him. That's when the crowd starts going, now we're getting Trump.
Right.
He's got going in his kids, if you want to know the truth. In a certain way, although he's got good intellect, but he doesn't know how to use it. And he was.
This is who might be our president, you assholes. This, imagine every two-bit lunatic leader around the world saying something about Donald. Did you see how Trump was out waving tiny hands around on television? Nyuk, 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 nyuk. And then Donald Trump spends 6 days on television saying, I can't believe Vladimir Putin pointed out my hands. You know, well, did you see his nipples riding that horse? This is the level of discourse.
It's so fucked up.
He can't let it go. He can't let it go. He's got to turn. It's like, Donald, forget him. You won. You beat him. You beat him. Now, he came across as an asshole at the convention the other day, shitting in your cornflakes at your breakfast party.
But this is what he needs, right? He needs that enemy. I mean, didn't he do that with Jeb? Didn't he?
All of them, yeah.
Yeah. Even when they're beaten, they're down. He's got to go back to it. They got low energy.
If they whimper.
Oh, yeah.
Who's got to go back and kick him in the teeth again?
Stay down. I'm your benevolent fucking king.
Oh, God. I like Ted Cruz right now. It's driving me utterly up the wall.
No, don't say it.
everything that is vile about Ted Cruz is playing in his favor right now, because he's just a loathsome, sanctimonious, priggish fuck. And that's just playing really well right now. He could have done, again, what John Kasich did, which is just, I'm staying out of it. Look, I can't support him. I just can't do it, but I'm going to stay away. He didn't. Kasich was invited to speak. He was like, no, you know what? I'm really busy. And Ted Cruz could have, and probably should have, done the same thing. But Ted Cruz was like, wait a minute, you're going to give me time at the biggest show this week? Fuck yeah. And he took that opportunity to just really,
I wonder who talked Ted into it, or I wonder if it was his idea.
Oh, I think he is the evil mastermind right. behind everything he does.
Do you think that was a good move? Do you think that was in his own self-interest, or do you think that worked against him politically in the long run?
I think it's probably, it'll help him in the long run. Conventional wisdom is saying that it's going to hurt him because he's made no more friends. He's made everybody hate him even more. Everybody already hated him. He didn't have any friends. Just Mike Lee running around flossing his teeth with his butthole hairs.
You know, if you can do that, you really should put that under the special skills section of your resume.
Mike Lee running around in the Senate is his only friend. And now nobody is his friend. Mike Lee might still be his friend, but, I mean, he really pissed off everybody with what he did. At the convention, they're all saying, look, we gotta get together and reunite the party, because we can't lose, because Hillary is the worst thing in the history of the universe. Yes. And they're really worried about the, rightfully so, the Supreme Court, which is what I'm worried about.
Oh, yeah.
I give tiny bit less of a fuck who's in the White House as I do who they're going to put in the Supreme Court, which could potentially be around for 20, 30, 40 years.
Right.
These people. Imagine Trump getting in and stacking and shoving three Scalias onto that fucking court. We're done. Women, forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget it. Sew up those vaginas.
How many old, angry liberals out there, like in their late 80s or something, who are like, you know what? Fuck this country. Fuck these assholes. You want Trump? I'll give you Trump. I'll be dead.
I'll be dead. I don't care.
What the fuck do I care? Nobody's that evil.
We've got some older people that comment on our page, which is absolutely hilarious, because you'll go over to their webpage. It's like pictures of their great grandkids and some stuff. There's one woman who's in her 80s, Barb. And
yes,
she's hilarious.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, no. Drumpf. She won't even call him Trump. She calls him by his real German name, Drumpf. Here's a little bit more of, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is supposed to be the big celebratory morning after. They're both rinsing off their dicks with each other's juices on them.
Ooh, perfect.
Having their breakfast, Mike Pence and Donald Trump, and this is supposed to be the morning glow after. And here Trump decides, instead of saying, "What? How great is this? How great is Mike Pence?" he goes, full after Ted fucking Cruz.
Right, man.
And Ted Cruz just got to be smiling, sitting back, laughing his ass off.
I mean, did Mike Pence give a good speech?
No, boring.
Not really.
It's boring. It's batshit, yeah.
In a certain way, although he's got good intellect, but he doesn't know how to use it. And he was a good debater, but he didn't do well in the debates against me, according to every poll. I mean, every poll, you know, just great debater, except he lost in every single poll and every single debate. So that takes care of the Heidi thing, because Heidi's a terrific woman, but they sent out. Now, he said, that was a pack. We had nothing to do. Folks, a lot of us are political people, right? We're not babies. His people were on the pack. So he said, we had nothing to do. We had this. Now, probably you could trace it down.
Listen, this is the ravings of a madman. This is a lunatic sitting at the end of the bar drinking a Busch Light.
Oh, absolutely.
Who is regaling with his latest massive transgression that happened against him. Can you believe this asshole at work? He said this shit to me.
He's the great white victim.
Right.
We're on the pack. So he said, we had nothing to do. We had this. Now, probably you could trace it down with emails, but they're pretty smart. They don't even send, probably just phone calls. But look, it was a pack with many of his friends. It was a cruise super pack. I think he even said, well, it wasn't really meant for us. It was a cruise pack. It was his people. Okay. So
nobody knows.
God.
I know a lot about this shit that's going on kind of right now. I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea what he's talking about. Mike Pence is standing behind him. He looks very perplexed, but he's trying to smile and retain some semblance of dignity.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
But really, you know, going through his head is,
what the fuck is he talking about?
What is he talking about? And what have I done? He's got the Chris Christie face. The somebody help me, I'm being held hostage.
It was a cruise super pack. I think he even said, well, it wasn't really meant for us. It was a cruise pack. It was his people. Okay. So they sent out the first picture. Please remember that. Number two, his father. I don't know his father. I met him once. I think he's a lovely guy. I think he's a lovely guy. All I...
Mike Pence.
But
he is. Oh, he is. He is.
He's hot.
He is. He's totally.
He's a piece of ass.
Yeah, I love Rafael Cruz.
Oh, yes. Have you seen him in pleated khakis? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Lovely guy. All I did is point out the fact that on the cover of the National Enquirer.
Oh, here we go. He is bringing up the bullshit speculation that in a picture they found of Lee Harvey Oswald, like taken a month before the Kennedy assassination, there's a picture of Lee Harvey Oswald out handing out commie leaflets or anti-Cuba leaflets,
right,
or something, anti-communism leaflets. I don't know what the fuck he was handing out. And allegedly standing next to him is a guy that looks a lot like young, fetching.
Oh, yes.
Hot.
Adorable.
Rafael Cruz.
Right.
And so but instead of Donald saying, so he thinks I said this about his dad, I didn't say that.
Right.
He is now going to go through the entire story again and say, look, I'm not saying that his dad helped kill Kennedy, but...
Oh, God, that makes me insane.
And he's about to do it.
That
on the cover of the National Enquirer, there's a picture of him and crazy Lee Harvey Oswald having breakfast. Now, Ted never denied that it was his father. Instead, he said, Donald Trump, I had nothing to do with it. This was a magazine.
So Donald's saying, I had nothing to do with me talking about this incessantly.
This is insane.
I had nothing to do with me bringing up a ridiculous conspiracy theory. It was the magazine that did it. It wasn't me. I'm just talking about
it. Not little me.
I'm just suggesting.
He's so fucking coy.
His father. Instead, he said, Donald Trump, I had nothing to do with it. This was a magazine that, frankly, in many respects, should be very respected. They got OJ, they got Edwards, they got this. I mean,
he's talking about the Enquirer. Let everybody know. He's singing the praises of the Enquirer.
Sure. They got OJ, they got Edwards, they got this. I mean, if that was the New York Times, they would have gotten Pulitzer Prizes for their reporting. I've always...
So there's a little taste of the Donald this morning. Instead of spending his time talking about how great the campaign is and let's get going, let's fix America. He's going back. He slams his brakes on the car. He's like, I'm going back. What do you mean? That guy gave me the finger back there. No, we don't have to go back. I'm fucking going back.
And this is our president.
Yes.
Our president is the guy. I'm going back in.
Well, they think he should be president.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what Trump did this morning.
Total lunacy, man.
Is
that the speech you expected?
No. I didn't. I expected a little, kind of the same old.
Did you think it was going to be more hopey changey? I mean, it could only have been.
But
such doom and gloom.
But I did think he's one of the things he's got going for him is, you know, his charm. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude.
He's fun to watch. He's a slime ball, but there's this roguishness about him where, you know, there's just something kind of makes you smile about this oaf.
Ivan Killer, right?
Yeah, kind of. The funny racist uncle in the corner. The guy who uses the N-word all the time, but he's kind of funny, so you can't really totally hate him. We talked a little bit yesterday about someone who was a fan of Donald Trump and a supporter. And although Donald disavowed this person's support early on, he still has continued to talk about how much he agrees with the policies and everything. This is, of course, we're talking about former Grand Poobah, Grand Vizier, Grand Lizard, Grand Wizard, Grand
Vizier,
whatever the fuck he was, of the KKK, Mr. David Duke, or Dr. David Duke, should say. It is doctor, isn't it?
Oh, yes. What's he a doctor of?
I don't know what he's got a doctorate in.
Hate.
So last night, he tweeted out, "Great Trump speech. America first. Stop wars. Defeat the corrupt elites. Protect our borders. Fair trade. Couldn't have said it better."
Oh, my God.
David Duke.
Oh, geez.
Grand Wizard.
Hey, two thumbs up.
And now this morning.
From the Klan, right?
This morning, Ryan.
Yes.
We get this.
After the great outpouring of overwhelming support, I'm proud to announce my candidacy for the United States Senate. I believe in equal rights for all and respect for all Americans. However, what makes me different is I also demand respect for the rights and the heritage of European Americans.
What makes me different is that I also demand the rights and respect for European Americans. Because, you know, all of these African Americans and Mexican Americans and Islamic Americans and homosexual Americans have all have special treatment, and we are now being marginalized and persecuted. So I'm going to stand up for the white person.
What is up with all these fucking racists?
Can you imagine?
They just play the victim card all fucking day.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think the odds are that he's going to win the Senate seat in Louisiana?
100%. I mean, I hope not. They have
a Democrat now, and Bobby Jindal as a governor. I mean, and Bobby Jindal, Piyush Jindal, did manage to he's like the guy that trashed the hotel room and left feces all over the place and like blood and cum stains everywhere.
Oh, perfect.
Left the state.
That's like the worst house guest ever.
Battered and butt raped on the side of the road with his wonderful conservative policies of cutting taxes for the rich, yanking funding from education, et cetera, et cetera, which has now turned the state into an even more bankrupt shithole. And he did such a horrible job that his own Republicans there turned on him and supported. Some of them turned through their support behind John Bel Edwards, who is the current Democrat governor of the state of Louisiana. So that's what a shit show Bobby Jindal left.
He's so crappy that a liberal got in there.
So maybe they're still a little sour to the whole Republican-y thing enough that even they can't foist a Grand Wizard of the KKK into the Senate.
Do you think there's some conservatives out there that are like, listen, hey, God, our party is definitely inferior at, like, infrastructure and things that we need to do to make the state not totally suck, but I am just such a racist, I'm such a homophobe, I'm such a xenophobe that I prefer to have a Republican, but every now and then, guys, we need to elect a Democrat to patch the fucking potholes in the roads and make sure our bridges don't fall into the fucking river. And then, hey, we'll let him be in there for one term, he'll fix the state, and then we'll elect a whole bunch of conservatives to fuck it up again. Right. And then we'll elect another Democrat. It's perfect.
Do you want to hear a little bit more of this? It's really not very
fuck
exciting.
Yeah.
But
and respect for all Americans. However, what makes me different is I also demand respect for the rights and the heritage of European Americans.
European Americans are doing just fine.
I think they're right.
I passed the only bill in America forbidding affirmative action programs that racially discriminate against the best qualified. Thousands of special interest groups stand up for African Americans, Mexican Americans, Jewish Americans, etc., etc.
Oh, God. You know, it took him a long time.
Yeah. Hey, I don't mean to have a musical theater moment on Faithless Friday, but what?
You're allowed.
What character was famous for saying, etc., etc., etc.?
That was Yul Brynner in The King and I movie.
Ding, ding, ding. You win. What do you win, Pat?
Fuck all.
You can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy yourself something. We get paid.
Give ourselves a commission.
Well, yeah. Yay us.
So there you go. It really is not. That's about the energy at which David Duke finishes all of this. So
damn, that's weird. Usually these bigots and these Klan folk, aren't they generally more energetic?
Well, he's almost 70, I think. He's in his late 60s himself.
Does he still gallivant about in the woods, burning crosses in a sheet?
He claims he was part of a nonviolent.
Oh, yes?
He was wizard of a nonviolent herd.
Oh, you mean a nonviolent group of white people
of
that
want
to rid the earth of everyone not right. not white?
Right.
Oh, I see.
So there you go. That's what's going on there. I've that, got
what's going on in Louisiana is people are still bigots.
Shockingly.
Shocker.
We've got good news, a little bit of good news.
Oh shit, Pat.
And a nice big giant fuck you.
Ooh.
To the Christo Mullahs of North Carolina.
Are these the fucking check up, your dick at the bathroom?
Well, they stood up, proudly stood up and made sure that they spent taxpayer money calling back a special emergency meeting of the legislature a day early so that they could repeal the evil, evil law that Charlotte, North Carolina passed saying that LGBTQ people should be not discriminated against.
I'm going to need to inspect that cock.
Call 911.
I'm going to need cock. Hey, come here and look at this dick with me. Let's make sure this is a dick.
So, Pat McCrory, the loathsome...
What a dick. Speaking of.
Former poobah over at Duke Energy. A loathsome, slimy, polluting, foul...
Oh, great.
Energy company.
It's just the Earth. It's just the only planet we have to live on.
They, who remarkably had low fines for all of their pollution that they were caught with and everything in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Sure, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that he's governor now. Nothing.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Quit suggesting such hypocrisy.
So despite the fact that hellfire storms rained down upon other states that were even threatening to pass laws like that.
Yes.
Pat McCrory and the mullahs of North Carolina said, fuck you, Jesus.
Right.
And passed that, this one of these alleged religious freedom laws or whatever and all this other shit.
Eat my dick.
But basically, they're just trying to keep transgender people out of bathrooms that they want to use.
But what? Okay. Do you want me to inject some logic or it doesn't matter? These guys are just fucking idiots. But you know... transgender people have been peeing.
Right.
And going to the bathroom since forever. So what is different now? God, I'm phrasing my questions like Trump.
So
stupid.
What I love about this is going to be one of those things where they're going to scream, well, First Amendment, why can't we do what we want and say what we want and discriminate against who we want?
Grow the fuck up, honestly.
But then these are the same people who say, well, you know, you should just let the invisible hand of the market take care of it. If it's something bad, the market will close it.
Ooh, pervy.
Well, the invisible hand of the market is fisting them right now.
Ouch.
Without any lube.
No, yes.
Because...
Spit on it, at least!
Now the NBA has decided to pull the 2017 All-Star Game from North Carolina. And they said, we're doing it because we're not going to put up with your anti-LGBT law.
I love that. That's fucking awesome. That's badass.
Sponsors are happy,
right?
By the way, because there's corporations that they've already lost in North Carolina that have said, well, we were thinking about moving there. We're not going to now. There were places that were like, well, we were going to have our convention there. We are not going to now.
Should crabdiving.com block our signal to those states? I mean, do they deserve to hear us?
There's sane people in North Carolina.
We're going to take away our podcast.
Crabby love on every 2 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
So they announced in a statement that they're seeking a new location for the game. They hope to return maybe in 2019, quote, provided there is an appropriate resolution to this matter. Provided North Carolina grows the fuck up and joins humanity and stops being Christo cunts.
Oh, yes. That's their jam, though. You want them to stop doing what they're best at. Is anybody better at being a Christo cunt? Mississippi, maybe. Alabama, for sure.
Yeah, Texas.
Texas, Florida.
So they're... A few people are saying that it's a good thing, but given what's happened in North Carolina, it says now that not only is the NBA happier, but the sponsors were worried because they will now not be the center of protests or anything like that.
Right.
Had the NBA gone and people said, well, okay, Nike, you're going to be sponsoring this All-Star game in hate fuck McGee land. Then we're going to boycott your fucking shoes or your.
Right.
So
can we rename it that?
Hate fuck McGee land.
What? Like, hey, from now on this podcast, when we refer to North Carolina, we're renaming North Carolina. Hate fuck McGee land.
And instead, we have a friend of the show who has recently moved to North Carolina.
Oh, yes. To hate fuck McGee land.
And
there you go.
Is quite disturbed about the way things have gone.
Well, of course she is. She's from goddamn California.
Well,
I mean,
she has a brain and empathy and cares about people.
Imagine, you're moving from a state, everybody's a Democrat. The whole place, it's ran by blue people. Now I'm in North Carolina.
And they just passed a law, and your state is now a national laughingstock.
Yeah, yeah.
International laughingstock, because there's other countries that have said, we're not sending our people to North Carolina.
Yeah, sure. You want to pee? Let me check your vag.
Pepsi issued a statement, says we support the NBA's decision today because it's firmly based on our same core values that we hold true at PepsiCo.
Okay, Pepsi, yes, good for you. Meanwhile, yeah, please finish giving the rest of the country diabetes, but thank you.
The law,
they're evil,
which was passed, includes a provision that people must use public bathrooms that correspond to the gender on their birth certificates. Show me that pussy.
Hey, listen. Oh, my God. It's really laughable. I mean, it's such a... Oh, God. Whatever. It's stupid.
The...
I'm gonna check your dick. Show me that dick. I ain't sure.
The NBA will be announcing the less restrictive state. Where they'll be going, well, they'll be holding it.
But people, they're really into making sure a vagina is a vagina, not that a dick is a dick, correct? I'm trying to understand these morons.
The Hornets issued a statement. We understand the NBA's decision and the challenges around holding the NBA All-Star Game in Charlotte this season. There was an exhaustive effort from all parties to keep the event in Charlotte, and we are disappointed we were unable to do so. In other words, we asked them, repeal this law. You fucking
dickheads.
Taliban ass fucks.
Hello, Chwants.
And they said, no, we're going to take it to Supreme Court.
I mean, it's really fucking stupid. You can either say, repeal this law, and you can have all this business. That's all you have to do. Right.
And God, you know, this is where we toss a slight
toss.
Nod to the loonies over at the GOP, because the... not only did the Trump crotch spawn all have positive LGBT messages, and Daddy Trump also in his speech, very pro LGBTQ, LGBTQ people. And, but they had Peter Thiel speak earlier, who was really a batshit crazy billionaire, one of these dot-commer billionaires. Who is a rampaging libertarian.
That's the worst.
My
dude.
Little Pony shitting out fucking rainbows. Fantasyland libertarian. And he spoke, but he's also a gay dude. And he said, I'm proud to be gay. I'm proud to be a Republican. I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah.
And big applause.
Right, right.
It really seemed like not all of the old white heads that were in the audience hate gay people.
I don't know.
Not all.
I think they do. I don't know why. I can't believe these asshole Trumpalos are capable of anything else but hate.
But this is the RNC. This right, is a right. lot of them didn't vote
That's
Trump.
True. That's true.
This a lot of these were captive audience.
Yes.
So Pat McCrory,
dickhead, fuck you.
The governor of North Carolina, or hate fuck land.
Yes, of hate fuck McGeeville.
Hate fuck McGee land, Ville.
Bill.
Istan.
Yeah, just call it Afghanistan. That's good enough. That's what they want it to be.
Quoted, said this, the sports and entertainment elite. Listen to this. A bunch of old, white, rich men called an emergency session to violate the rights of LGBTQ people. And he's saying, which... when they poll the state, the people are like, just get rid of it. Yeah. Get rid of the law.
Who gives a shit? This is stupid.
And they have the nerve, the rich, white, privileged, elite fucks of the GOP of hate.
Hate fuck McGeeville.
Hate fuck McGeeville.
Yes.
I forget my own name. Are calling somebody else elite.
It's so fucking stupid. Yeah. They're so elite. They only want to let people with certain parts use a bathroom.
The Whatever. Sports and entertainment elite, Attorney General Roy Cooper, and our liberal media have for months. Meanwhile, the Attorney General there is a Democrat, insane, and he's like, "I don't want anything to do with this law. I'm not going to prosecute."
Oh yes,
go ahead and make me.
The
liberal media have for months misinterpreted our laws. No, we read it. You fuck. We read the laws. You can read the law that you assholes passed, and we know what it says.
And by the way, let's not forget who's good at what. If we want to find hate, if we want to hate something, I'll go to the right. That's your jam. If we need to figure out how to hate something, but if we're talking about reading comprehension, I'm gonna go with somebody on the left. Sorry, dickheads.
Right.
This is true.
The Trivial Pursuit conundrum.
The conundrum.
Who do you pick?
Nobody at the RNC if I can help it.
Boo! They've been misrepresented our laws and maligned the people of North Carolina simply because most people believe boys and girls should be able to use school bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers without the opposite sex present.
Congratulations on being a fucking simpleton.
Do you care?
You're dumb. No, I don't give a fuck.
Nobody cares.
In
Europe, there are co-ed bathrooms.
Yes.
You go into a stall, there might be a woman taking a piss next to you, there might be a dude. No one cares.
Let me tell you something. I hate going in public restrooms. I'm in and out of there as quickly as I can. It's disgusting. It's gross. I wouldn't notice if there was, I'm peeing at a urinal, I might not notice Vanna White taking a shit in it.
Right.
I might. But I'm just saying, who's spending all this time in there to care who's got a dick and who's got a vagina? It doesn't matter.
American families should be on notice that the selective corporate elite are imposing their political will on communities in which they do business, thus bypassing the democratic and legal process. What about Christian Taliban mullah fucks that are, quote, imposing their political will on the communities? I thought a community voted, you ass fuck.
They're on notice.
There was a community called Charlotte that voted with this democratic legal process to allow people to use the bathroom they fucking want. And you mullahs, you Taliban Christo fucks, swooped in and called an emergency cunting session.
Congrats.
To impose your political will on the community, you hypocritical fuckwad.
Listen, all these mullah, Taliban, hypocritical fucknuts, they're on notice from crab diving. We are putting you on notice, fuckheads. Congratulations.
We're watching you.
Oh, yeah.
I got my eyes on you.
Friend of the show, I'll just say his first name. He put this on Facebook. This is in regards to, I think it was Peter Thiel. Is that how you say his last name?
Thiel, yeah.
Thiel, talking at the RNC. He said, RNC, it's great that you all cheered for a gay man. How inclusive of you. How accepting, forward-thinking, and Christ-like. You all will receive a well-deserved pat on the back once your actual policies change. Now, kindly fuck off, you pandering bunch of uneducated assholes.
Nice.
Bam!
Excellent.
Right. That's my friend from high school said that. A friend from high school from Georgia. God.
What else is going on? It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yes.
Ladies and germs. We've got a quick little story here out of Kansasstan.
Hell yeah, boy.
Jesus. Where
have they burnt that state down
yet? One of the big Christian Taliban mullahs, Sam Brownstein, Brownback, excuse me.
God, this guy's a dick, man.
Has turned Kansas into really a third world country by decimating the taxes of the rich and of businesses, getting rid of income tax altogether, I think.
Oh, why not?
And now they're like closing schools because they don't have time. I mean, they don't have the money to keep schools open all year.
Right.
Woohoo, Republicans! Give the money to the rich. They'll trickle it down.
Oh, yeah. They'll trickle it all over the place. Put down some plastic.
So in Kansas City, Missouri, in September, they will have the National Baptist Convention will be held there in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
It will be held thanks to a grant from taxpayers of $65,000.
That seems like a lot of money.
The company putting on the convention, Modest Miles Ministry.
Oh, Jesus. What?
Put in a request. The elected officials of Kansasstan voted unanimously yes.
Okay.
American atheists got a hold of it and are now filing a lawsuit in federal court.
Bam, bitches.
To prevent the city from wasting the money in this illegal way.
We're coming for you, Jesus.
Quote, the National Baptist Convention is inherently religious. Well, duh.
Oh,
and it's clear under Missouri law and the First Amendment that Missouri taxpayers should not be paying for it.
Right.
This is a shocking violation of the state and federal constitutions. Direct funding of a religious ministry in the form of a cash handout.
Right.
Is exactly the sort of action our founders and the framers of the Missouri Constitution sought to prevent. Fucking A, right. Exactly.
Dude.
But you can't tell these assholes. You can't tell them.
Because they're fucking idiots.
The $65,000 grant for the Baptist Convention was the second largest grant the city gave in 2016 so far.
What? How do they rationalize this? That it brings in income to the city so it's a good investment or something? Why do you sell this?
It doesn't matter. It's a religious thing. It doesn't matter.
Right. But how did...
And let's just see. With the National Muslim Foundation Convention...
Right. How about the National...
Would they be as open to that? Would they give 65 grand to the National Muslim Foundation Convention?
How about the Association of Flaming Cocks of Satan? What about that? Can we get a grant?
Or how about American Atheist Foundation? American atheists are asking for the $65,000 grant to be declared unconstitutional, and they want their attorney's fees paid for by the city. They tend to win this shit. So congratulations, taxpayers of Kansasstan. You put Christian Taliban mullahs into your fucking legislature. This is the shit you get.
So what?
And then when the adults in the room say, you can't do that, and you say, fuck you, Jesus, we're doing it anyway, and you lose, and you gotta pay. And now Kansas, which is starving to fucking death because of Sam Brownback's trickle-down voodoo economics,
ain't nothing trickling,
is gonna be out $65,000 plus, because they're going to have to pay the attorney's fees. Well, no, they'll still have the $65,000 or whatever. I guess they'll have $65,000 to go to something else, like maybe school lunches, or how about keeping a school open another week, or how about something like that?
You know, you bring up something that I never quite understand. So they approved the $65,000 to go to this group to have this convention, right?
Yes.
So did the group already get the money?
No, I don't think they've got
it. Oh, I see. I see. So it's not like they have to get the money back from the group. I'm just wondering.
Well, then the city is saying, well, they're going to use it to for special shuttle buses. But we don't care. We don't care
what you use it for. You can't do this.
Right. But they don't get it. The typical arguments coming out. You hate Christianity. It's anti-Christian.
How do these Taliban mullah freaks continue to get reelected in Kansas? Is Kansas just gerrymandered?
Yep. For one, yeah.
So, like, no one's represented. No group is represented when they actually
all
vote.
The brown people are sliced up into tiny little pieces of pie by three or four districts because of the because of gerrymandering, and they make sure they can't have even one district to themselves to be able to vote and have actual representation.
You know, it's sad, dude, because to me, we've done this show for years, and one of the themes that always comes up is this gerrymandering thing. Mm-hmm. It feels like it honestly feels like it's the root of all evils, but it's such a, I don't even understand. I mean, I get the fact that our elected officials make decisions on how districts are drawn and divided up.
Right.
But like, that is such a hard thing to explain to people. Why don't we hear about that from the progressives? Why don't we hear about that from Elizabeth Warren and shit?
Gerrymandering? They talk about gerrymandering.
That seems like it would be a huge Bernie thing. Is Bernie, does he ever address that?
I think he has, yeah.
Because it seems like the issue. I mean, it seems like the issue when you look at a city like Houston. How is that not blue? How are all those minorities not represented properly?
Right.
It's fucked up.
Let's see what else. I've got a story here from, this is kind of funny, from the Journal Star. I think it's Ohio, possibly. A gentleman by the name of David R. Utt.
What?
UTT.
What's his last name?
David Utt. UTT.
God, that's the worst last name. Utt. Utt.
39.
Yes.
Charged with burglary.
Oopsie.
1:10 a.m. on a Monday, officers on patrol saw a minivan in the back of a parking lot of the First Church of the Nazarene. The van was partially in the grass with the windows down, key in the ignition.
Yes.
The cops said the van was still warm. No one was around. They located an open door in the church, began a search. They heard a noise, and they found Utt using tools to try to break into the office safe.
Oh, shit. Safe cracker.
Mr. David R. Utt is pastor of another church.
Oh, jeez.
There in the town. He is the master. He is the minister of New Hope Community Church.
No shit.
So the pastor of New Hope Community Church in downtown Canton broke in to the First Church of the Nazarene and was caught busting into the church safe.
God, this is a television show.
Right.
All these like church factions. It's like the mob. Do they ever fight like physically? Do they ever beat the shit out of each other?
Like West Side Story. They get together.
Da-da-da-da-da.
The most masculine gang members you've ever seen.
I'm going to beat the shit out of some. Well, listen. Okay. Ooh, I like shit like this. Okay, so like, do you think a Catholic person can beat up a Southern Baptist?
Well, who? I mean,
I don't know. I know.
In general, I don't. Yeah. It's not like Catholics work out or anything. Or depends.
Some Southern Baptists don't either. If it's an eating contest at a buffet type event, I would go with a Southern Baptist. That's kind of
Midwesterner. Come on.
No, listen. Fuck off. Did you not go to the Golden Corral in Florida when we were down there?
You do have a point.
Don't.
You do have a point.
That's our jam, motherfucker. The drinking contest. I think Catholics, I think they would probably, if you get drunk, you're not going to be, Catholics can take a beating. I don't know that, you know what I mean? Try not to sound like an asshole here. Sorry.
We've talked, speaking of assholes, we've talked about this just
vaginal
wart of a human being.
Oh, wow.
Who is
you are
the,
a vaginal wart?
He is the head of the Catholic League. Bill Donahue, he's the one who...
oh, God, this guy's a fucking asshole. We talked about him before.
Gleefully celebrated a law that was voted down in Massachusetts, I think it was, that basically would have made it easier to go after diddling priests.
Hey, listen, pedophiles need an advocate.
Well, they got one in Bill Donahue.
Congratulations, asshole.
He also... I don't think he likes this the Pope very much, because when the Pope said we need to apologize... to gay people, he was all like, fuck that, they need to apologize to us.
Right. Oh, good point.
He said gay people should apologize to Catholics.
This is so
this guy is walking evil. He really is Bill. Just a disgusting subhuman.
Fuck you, Bill.
Well, now he went on a rant on the YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Because
Chris Donini,
a former employee at Macy's, is claiming that he was fired because of his religious beliefs, Ryan.
Oh, no. Is there a war on Christianity?
Because he bravely threw a transgendered woman out of the women's restroom at Macy's.
Oh, my God. This, dude, you are a fucking asshole.
Back in May, a woman and her daughter, a regular non-trans cisgender woman.
Okay.
And her daughter entered the restroom at Macy's in Queens, New York, when they encountered a transgender woman who, in what you're about to hear, Bill Donahue refers to as a male claiming to be female.
Oh, God. What an unevolved piece of shit.
They complained to security. So, first of all,
my
fuck
God.
This white Absolutely. Woman, this heinous twunt of a hater who went into the bathroom and got all upset because there was a trans woman in there. What? Fuck you, you twat.
What about Jesus? What about Jesus? Is that what Jesus would do? Would Jesus call security? Somebody trying to fucking pee, man.
Employee Javier Chavez sent a security guard to ask the woman to leave. The trans woman complained. Chavez was later told that Macy's has a trans-inclusive bathroom policy.
Really? That's awesome. So they're like Target, right?
He said that he's a Catholic and the policy does not align with his beliefs or the Bible. But he said he would enforce it anyway. Now, he was later suspended and fired, but I don't know that he was suspended and fired for that, for this thing.
But Macy's, you're saying Macy's has a trans-inclusive
policy. Right.
Meaning they're not checking dicks.
They don't get no dick check.
They don't give a shit.
So he's claiming that once he said this, though, that once he said, well, I'm Catholic and this is against my beliefs and against the Bible, but okay.
Right.
I'll enforce the rules. He claims that he was still terminated and that he was terminated because of his religion.
God.
It smells fishy because the only people reporting this are all the right wing nut job Christo, Looney
Sykes. Oh, I see.
Todd Barnes.
Yeah.
Starnes.
Right?
Todd Starnes is probably preparing a lengthy report on this right now.
Lengthy.
And it really sounds like there's more to this story.
Yeah.
Of why this guy was fired. If Macy's giant HR machine is aware and liberal enough to say we're not going to check anybody's genitalia in the bathrooms.
Yes.
I think they are not going to fire some Christo loony simply because he's a Christo loony.
Yeah.
But if he said, oh, okay, I didn't know the policy when I asked her to leave.
Yeah.
I'll follow it from now on. And if he was still fired.
Right.
That's
kind of shit. Right.
Yeah, right. So he's claiming.
He didn't know.
That he didn't know.
How do you not know?
Well, it's kind of your responsibility to know your
job.
Your employer's.
Well, and also, too, I mean, this shit's in the news. You'd have to have your head buried in the fucking sand.
And you better fucking be sure if you're going to have somebody dragged out of a bathroom and thrown out.
Hey,
you better know what you're doing.
Right. And if I work for some company, say they're a bunch of bigots. I'm not throwing anybody out of any bathroom. You can fuck off. I'm not doing that. Suck my dick or whatever.
So, we'll keep our ear holes peeled and our eye holes peeled to see what goes on with this deal.
Yeah, because, watch this space.
Because I think this is one to watch to see what happens with this. Because there just has to be more.
I mean, dude,
to the situation.
This to me is one of the more surprising things going on because, I mean, if you think about the civil rights movement, everybody knows that bathrooms were segregated way back when. White people used one bathroom and black people use the other bathroom.
Right.
Doesn't that ring of that? Can't people say, oh, my God, we were wrong about that years ago. We're being wrong about this now. It doesn't think. I don't know that it takes a deep thinker to make that leap.
Right.
How do people think like that? It's so fucked up. Terrified little pussies.
Non-deep thinker. Alex Jones.
Oh, God, man. what a goof.
Who's a Jesus waiver. He fits in with Faithless Friday a little bit. But this, I just want to air a little bit about this. The visual is much better. But yesterday at the convention, Alex Jones crashed a broadcast of the Young Turks, which is very liberal. It's actually the biggest news channel on the internet, on YouTube, the Young Turks. Cenk Uygur is the guy's name who runs it.
I love that guy. He's so passionate.
And takes no shit, as is demonstrated in this confrontation. So
fuck yeah.
Alex Jones sneaks in with his little microphone, and he's got a couple little camera toadies following him around. And he's like, hey, you guys starting the revolution here? You guys running the revolution?
What an idiot.
And really, just a fucking 11-year-old asshole. He's like an 8-year-old kid that farted, sitting there in the corner, giggling and smiling. Even, like, smiling at the camera. Like,
I know,
it's
I saw
so
him.
Dumb.
Didn't it look like he was
childish.
The time of his fucking life.
And he brought Roger Stone with him, who we've interviewed here on Crab Dive, or on the old Crab Nation show, actually.
It looked like they were. Doesn't it look like they're fast friends, those two?
Oh, absolutely.
They run around in the steam room, snapping towels, that kind of horsing around.
So here's a little bit of what happened.
Yeah.
This is the Young Turks coverage of the National Convention.
All right, we're back on the Young Turks. Obviously, a little bit of commotion here. As Alex Jones and a guy significantly worse than him entered the stage here.
What changes in demographics is that he wins white males in such overwhelming numbers that it overcomes every other demographic advantage.
Hillary, I'm going to come sit in your lap.
Oh, Jesus.
How's it going?
Hey, Alex Jones.
I'm going to come sit in your lap. Hey, how's it going? And now they're on the air. They're filming.
He thinks this is funny.
He walks in. He shakes hands with Cenk. You hear Cenk go, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, why didn't I? You know what I don't understand? Why didn't Alex Jones try to do, like, a legitimate interview? Why did he just try to talk to him?
Well, no,
why
it takes a turn. Listen
around
to his brilliant journalism.
Good to see you, man. You're looking sexy.
All right.
Hey, how's the revolution going? You guys starting the revolution?
We are indeed, Alex. The revolution is afoot. Welcome to the Young Turks.
You don't overthrow America, isn't it?
I am going to restore American democracy along with progressives and conservatives in this country.
All right. Well, I got to tell you.
Now he walks around behind him. It's really so weird. Cenk is looking at him like, I can't believe this is happening.
I'm really proud to be here with you. It's good to meet you in person.
I don't think
how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
You like all our Hillary for prison shirts everywhere?
No,
no, he's got this big grin on his face. He's all red. He really looks like he put tacks down on the teacher's on the teacher's chair.
It's very like 8 years old.
Oh,
man.
God, it's so embarrassing.
He looks like he's having, I got to tell you something. I mean,
he's having a ball. He's having so much fun.
The hard thing about this is like watching those clips, you kind of, there's something about the joy he's getting here that makes you
like him a little tiny bit, or at least empathize with the joy.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's a good way to put that.
I look do you nuts. Like our Hillary for prison t-shirts? This is what,
shut up.
Instead of saying, what do you think of the, hey, you're on the Alex Jones show. What do you think of how the convention's going so far? What do you think right. of, no, he's like, you like our Hillary for prison? Hey, did you know I called her a cunt, right?
I don't despise it.
What shirts are they?
I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't seen, oh my God, you didn't see me? I don't exist if you didn't see me.
I'm not.
All right, guys. Okay.
Okay, now somebody tossed Alex Jones a t-shirt, and it's a picture of Bill Clinton,
yeah,
and it's done up like Obama's Hope
yeah.
poster, you know, sure, that different colors.
Sure, it's cool.
And it's Bill Clinton, though, and yes. it says rape.
No, that's nice.
Instead of Hope. Alex Jones holds it up. Cenk looks at it, grabs it out of his hands, and throws it. Now Cenk is getting pissed.
It's rape. It's Bill Clinton that says rape. Oh, God, hide that immediately. That's the big no. The Roger Stone's band.
All right,
one.
You want to take my show over? I'll take your show
sure,
over.
So Cenk grabs a microphone. And he,
okay, you know what? Who does this kind of shirt? First of all, sick guy. Second of all,
Bill Clinton's
you
not
know,
a rapist,
you,
Fox.
No, you know who's accused in
get
court papers?
Come on.
You know.
Okay, now Roger Stone starts yelling from the crowd. And now Roger and Cenk get into it. I'm not going to play it because it's hard to hear and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But Roger is yelling at Cenk, and Cenk is saying, you're a hack. You're a political hack. No one takes you seriously. You're a clown show, Roger.
You're a
clown show. It just goes it totally tits up.
Yeah.
Anna Kasparian, all of 100 pounds.
Yes.
She's one of the co-hosts over on the Young Turks. She, at one point, is yelling, fuck you! Get off the stage, you bitch! it's so awesome. And then, I don't know what Alex Jones says, but Cenk stands up.
Oh, shit.
And starts going after Alex and has to be held back. And big, giant, swinging balls Alex
ooh.
Backs up against the wall. Because Cenk's a big fucking dude.
I know. Yeah. And he has such fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't know shit! What do you think, the lizard people are in charge? No. Is that what you think?
Hey, you're pissed.
Bilderbergs? Is that what you think?
He's yelling about, you think it's chemtrails? You think the lizard people are in charge, Alex? Is that what you think?
What does Alex say? Did he say something about his ass? Or?
Hold on. We're against Saudi Arabia, you dumbass! We talk about that all the time!
Oh, really?
We talk about that all the time! You don't know shit! What do you think, the lizard people are in charge?
No.
Is that what you think?
Hey, you're pissed.
Bilderbergs? Is that what you think?
You're the anti-liberal and you're pissed.
Bullshit! We're being nice here.
You know what I care about?
You're the liberal, and you're pissed. We're being nice here. He just came in and is
right.
like whipped his dick out and is urinating all over everywhere, giggling.
In the middle of
how
his,
dare you be mad at me?
In the middle of his fucking show, right. man.
How dare you be mad at me for whipping out one of my Bill Clinton rape shirts to show everybody?
I honestly think Cenk wants to beat the shit out of Alex. I mean,
oh,
I really
he's
do.
Being held back.
I love it.
You're the one flipping out.
Listen to Alex Jones. You're the one flipping out. And if you read the headlines today over at InfoWars.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Young Turks. Unhinged rant, loses control, violent, crazy liberal, yeah. goes after poor Alex Jones.
But like, I mean, he invaded, he's on his television set, man.
Right?
You just can't walk on someone's TV set and be like, you know, trying to make a joke
or
something.
It's un-be-fucking-leavable.
Right. Hey, Alex, you try that shit on crab diving, I'll sick the dog on you. How do you like that?
What? An entertaining week this has been with the Republican convention.
No, I'm sad.
Everything we thought it would be, fortunately, no violence outside.
See, that's what I expected.
No riots, nothing like that.
Nobody dropped their gun.
I think we watch out for false flags for the DNC, though, because the conservatives I've seen on Twitter are all crowing about, look how you libtards The police managed to hold you evil libtards back from all your violence. We're sure there's going to be more violence at the DNC.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, I see. So there's going to be, like, crisis actors and that kind of shit.
Well, I'd be prepared. Yeah. I'm sounding like Alex Jones, but be prepared for a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for this Republican National Convention Week. Thanks for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for spreading the crabs, loving the crabs, sharing the crabs, listening to the crabs, etc. We had a great week, audience-wise. We thank you all for sharing and listening.
Thanks for tuning in.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget our social medias and everything, and all the other great stuff here on the network 24/7. Ryan's got some comedy coming up. His show tomorrow night, if you're going to be in L.A. on Saturday night, go to the Rated R Comedy Show, followed by Sloppy Seconds. It's a great lineup this week.
Oh, yeah.
Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com, or go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter and find out the details.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. It's a false flag. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.